Despite the warmer temperatures, some parts of the state are getting this week. Winter is coming, and we all know it.
Up until now, many of us have been able to make the best of the pandemic by doing activities outside or maybe even meeting up with friends outdoors. But now some of us feel the impending arrival of winter with some dread and anxiety, colder temps, fewer hours of daylight, and not a lot of places to go outside our homes.
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Is this a feeling that you're experiencing? And if so, what are you doing about it? Are you coping by buying nice things for yourself, sweaters, candles, baking things? Are you preparing to spend more time outside this winter, maybe by a fire pit or snowshoeing? You name it. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We've heard from some listeners on Facebook already. Pat says she's quilting. Mark says he plans to cut firewood and read the classics. I'm guessing not at the same time.
I would hope not. Our guest is Rachel Wilkerson Miller. She's deputy editor at Vice and the author of The Art of Showing Up, How to Be There for Yourself and Your People. She wrote the piece called If You're Already Dreading Winter, Here Are Some Small Ways to Prepare Now. Rachel, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, thank you. Have you yourself or maybe people around you felt and expressed this concern already for the idea of winter dread?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually heard people start talking about it back in the summer. I think people were already, you know, sort of counting their blessings while they had the longer hours of daylight and the warmer weather and park hangouts with friends, and were really starting to worry about what would happen when those things went away. So I think this feeling has only been growing over the past few months and weeks.
This happens to us, right, because of all of the things that happen in the winter months, and yet this year still seems to be a bit different considering the pandemic. Are you sensing that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, a lot of people already cope with seasonal depression, and so they would already be starting to kind of strap in for a rough time. And so to add on the pandemic to that is just a really overwhelming thing. You know, I think we were worried about isolation months ago. It's only going to get worse. And I think people are reasonably really worried about themselves, their loved ones, and the people they care about.
You recommend things to do ahead, actions to take now to make winter less painful. Why is acting now so crucial?
Well, I think that one of the things that will be different this time around is that we do have some of this time to plan and prepare. And we also know so much more now about how this virus spreads. So, you know, before we couldn't get masks for weeks or even months because like no one was making them, you know, shipping was really complicated. Whereas now there's been a bit of a return to normal in some areas of life. And that gives us an opportunity to say, okay, what can I do now while the supply chain is still working as it should, while I'm still in good health, while I can, you know, well, case numbers are a bit lower so I can go to this store or that store because it's still open. Like we have an opportunity and I would hate to squander it, you know, and wake up in December and say, oh my gosh, I wish I had done that back in October or November when I had the chance.
Right. That's one of the questions you encourage us to ask ourselves. You write, what in 4 months would I absolutely regret not doing when I had the chance? What are some things that bubble up on your radar?
Well, I think a lot of it is small things that I found myself thinking about in March, wishing I had done. So I didn't have a thermometer back then, which I think a lot of people my age didn't either. And so that's a thing that now I can buy so that if I am thinking I'm coming down with something, I can take my temperature. So that's a really small thing that I feel a lot better knowing that I have. But it's also things like food, like, you know, just having a little bit of extra pasta or beans or other canned foods around, or having, you know, like toilet paper and paper towels and hand soap, not hoarding it, but just getting a little extra with each grocery run that you do so that you're in better shape come winter and you aren't panicked or overwhelmed or, you know, having to make a trip to the grocery store when you shouldn't be.
And we'll reiterate, that doesn't mean clear out the shelves at Costco. It just means think ahead a little bit so that you have kind of a bit of comfort.
Exactly. Just, you know, you don't want to find yourself in a position where you're panicking or you can't get the thing that you need and that you're going to have to take unnecessary risks as a result. It's like, what are the small things that I can do now over the next few weeks, slowly but surely, so that I'm more prepared come winter?
And in everything that you've written in this article, you go back to that idea of it doesn't have to be big, focus on the small. Why do you do that?
Well, I think that first of all, that's the way to do most things in life. Just it's easy to get overwhelmed and try to sort of revamp your life or change everything, and that's usually not possible. But I also think that the small things actually have a really big impact. That if you do something minor, whether that's getting, a better pair of gloves or winter boots, I mean, those are fairly small things that can have a huge impact on how comfortable you feel every single day. So I think it's important to think about what are your biggest pain points right now? Is it that you're getting a terrible backache and neck ache at the end of the day because you're working from home? Like, do you need to make a little standing desk, or do you need a lap desk or a better chair? Like, what are some things that would make your life meaningfully better every single day that are not, moving to a new house or so you have room for an office? Like, it often doesn't have to be that complicated.
Rachel Wilkerson Miller is a deputy editor at Vice, and she wrote the piece, "If you're already dreading winter, here are some small ways to prepare now." So we've been talking about those practical steps we can take right now to make a difference as the days get darker and the temps get colder. You can join in with your questions or your ideas at 800-642-1234. The number is 800-642-1234. And we've got Eric from Lake Tomahawk who has an idea. Hey, Eric.
Well, hi there. I just was telling the guy I have a corgi who not only is not much of a demon for deep snow, he doesn't have an off switch, so I make trails for him out through the woods, and I strap on my snowshoes every night, and I go for a walk. And once I have a decent trail made, then he can come along. But yeah, he's my exercise program, and that's my winter.
Oh, so, Eric, that sounds like a lot of fun. And thank you for sharing that. And so Eric is saying, hey, I've got this pet who doesn't have an off switch. And goodness, already planning to snowshoe through the deep snow to make sure that there's a trail for the corgi. So sometimes it's really practical stuff, Rachel. Other times it's things that make us happy.
Yeah, absolutely. I love this idea. I think thinking about your pets is really wise, because a lot of times our pets are the thing that gets us, out of the house during the day. And I think also thinking about what helps you socialize is a big part of it. So that might be taking your dog to the dog park, but it might also be setting up times to do Zoom calls with friends or weekly phone calls with your family members so that you're not getting too isolated and feeling alone. So just thinking about the little things that keep you going and really prioritizing them, I think is incredibly important right now.
And why do you think it's important? I mean, it seems like it's a mental health issue.
Absolutely. And I think we tell ourselves that we'll do these things or that we'll remember. But when you're in a dark place or just not doing very well and you're feeling overwhelmed, it can be really easy to forget all the things that make you happy or the people that you want to reach out to. So I think it's a good idea to actually just make a list of those things now. So maybe come up with a list of these are the shows that I want to watch or the books that I want to read, or here are my five like go-to movies that make me laugh every time. Because when you're put on the spot and you're just having a really rough day, it can actually be hard to conjure those things up. So do future you a favor, put that stuff in a place where you can find it so that you can easily refer to it when you're feeling down.
We are taking calls about beating the winter dread. The number is 800-642-1234. And Judy from Appleton is ready to share with us. Hi, Judy.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I just ordered and received a wonderful winter cap from the International Crane Foundation. So I'll face winter wearing my fun origami crane hat.
Oh, my goodness. That is such a great visual. Judy, thanks so much. And I have to look at Judy's language there. Judy saying, I splurged on this. And one of the tips you give people is to consider, if you can spend a little money to make yourself feel more comfortable or feel more like yourself, it might be worth it.
Yeah, I really think that's important. And I think it's thinking about what feels valuable to you. Like, it doesn't have to be something that everyone agrees is the best use of your money. It's thinking, what is the thing that's going to make me feel better or happier every day? And it's like a hat that's warm and that also makes you feel happy when you take it out and you put it on. That's incredibly, like, that sounds great. That seems like a great use of money. So it doesn't necessarily have to be something, so practical that everyone would do the same thing in your position, but it's about what makes the most sense for you that you know, based on everything, every experience you've had and everything about this year, is going to be the thing that really helps you this winter.
We're talking with Rachel Wilkerson Miller, who's a deputy editor at Vice. She wrote the piece, "If You're Already Dreading Winter, Here Are Some Small Ways to Prepare Now."
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your small thing that you're doing to get ready for winter? Are you preparing a fire pit, adding to your collection of warm winter gear, maybe with a crane on top? Are you considering breaking out the snowshoes or skis or getting hold of some cozy clothing, lighting? What are you doing to get ready for winter? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
We continue this conversation here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Keeley Boltina.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking with Rachel Wilkerson Miller, deputy editor at Vice, talking about her piece, "If You're Already Dreading Winter, Here Are Some Small Ways to Prepare Now."
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Tell us how you're preparing to spend more time indoors or maybe outdoors in the winter. You can call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Vanessa call. Hey, George.
Hi, I'm up in Ashland. And, you know, part of winter is not that it's just cold, but it's so darn dark. Mm. And so when it gets dark at 5 o'clock, that's kind of depressing. So a couple weeks ago, we just bought a whole bunch of these inexpensive, colorful strings of LED lights. You know, you get like 200 lights on a 50-foot string. And if you put them somewhere where you can look at them from inside the house, so out on the bush, we put them out on the barn, they can be on somewhere outside where you can see them in the dark. It just lifts you up. And they're not expensive. They all have a string of 200 lights draws like between 5 and 10 watts. So
wow,
yeah, we just
George,
leave them on all day long.
Thank you so much for that suggestion. I am a sucker for being warm, and also I love the twinkle lights. Rachel, what do you think?
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I'm looking outside out my window, and I can see twinkle lights all around our apartment, and it makes me so happy. And it really does make a difference. It really does make the space brighter, but it also just makes it feel cozier and happier. And, you know, I think people associate them with Christmas, but I think they're worth keeping on, you know, kind of year round or at least through spring, because we need all of the little bits of brightness that we can get right now, both literally and figuratively. So I really love this tip.
Absolutely. George, thank you so much for bringing it up with your call at 800-642-1234. Rachel, a big concern I think people have with the holiday or with the winter season is really the idea of boredom, that we've gone through some of these hobby phases. If you haven't made sourdough yet, I guess you could start now, but you may have missed the trend. I mean, how do you suggest we approach winter hobbies at this stage of a pandemic?
Well, I think it's tough. I think that the boredom is going to be very real, and it's good to sort of mentally prepare for it. But I think one thing that people can think about is, you know, what worked for them in the spring and summer. And, you know, if you're realizing you're not a baker, you're never going to be, you're never going to make a perfect sourdough, you don't have to do it. You don't have to beat yourself up about it. I think one thing to think about are what are sort of one-off activities that you can do, whether that's doing a puzzle or playing a card game with the people who you live with. Just like, it doesn't have to be something that you do regularly or perfect. It doesn't have to be a craft or something like that. It can be really low stakes. It can be watching every episode of, you know, a show that was on 20 years ago that you never got to watch. Like these things can be sort of small and low stakes, and I think a lot more low pressure than I think we don't all have to perfect, you know, learn to play a musical instrument right now. It doesn't have to be that deep.
Low pressure. I like that. We've got Gene from Marshfield who is ready to talk with us. Hi, Gene.
Hi. One thing my wife and I like to do is during the winter, we grow microgreens in our basement. It takes very little equipment, a few grow lights, some dirt, and it gives us something to do, something to tend every single day, and something to eat during the winter.
Hey, Gene, thanks so much. And something to eat during the winter. So that checks off something else that's on our list when it just comes to choosing things that make you happy and that make you feel good. Rachel, have you grown microgreens?
Not microgreens, but I did try windowsill scallions in the spring, which was great. And my girlfriend is currently growing morning glories. We don't know if they're going to survive the cold, but we might just keep them inside because we've gotten so attached to them. Like, this is so true that when you're tending to something, it really is remarkable to get to see it progress each day and to watch it grow. So I think that's a great tip. If you can find a way to garden indoors, it's absolutely worth it.
I will say I've seen a lot of people with lots of plants on my social media feed in this time. So people are really leaning into that green life there.
Mm-hmm.
And another challenge that we face in the wintertime is socialization. We've managed to keep it together during the summer. We've been able to see people outside. But goodness, this is Wisconsin and it's going to get cold.
Yeah.
And you can only be outside for so long. So how do you want us to think about that aspect of preparing for winter dread?
Well, I think that one thing you can kind of think about are what are the things that are going to give you the most bang for your buck and how can you kind of build things around that? So if you're somebody who is comfortable doing a pod and, or quarantining for 2 weeks and then seeing, you know, the people who mean the most to you, like really close family members, something like that might make the most sense, even if it means you have to give up certain other things to be able to do it. Whereas if you find that, you know, just having phone calls with people is enough for you, like lean into that, do more of that. So I think just figuring out what is the thing that will make me feel great for a really long time, because if socializing in person isn't kind of sustaining you and you're finding you have to do a lot of it to get the benefits of it, and you get similar benefits out of doing virtual hangouts, it might just be safer to do the virtual hangout. So think about what's going to give me the most sort of long-term health and happiness and how can I do more of that and then work in sort of these smaller substitutions in between those events.
Rachel Wilkerson-Miller is a deputy editor at Vice. We are talking about the piece that she wrote about if you're already dreading winter, here are some small ways to prepare now. So we're going over that here on Central Time. And we've got Mary from Racine on the line. Hi, Mary.
Oh, hi. I was just calling to say that I'm auditing a class at the university, and I think that if you're over 60, you can audit a university class and you don't have to pay for it. So I'm going to plan to audit one starting in January.
Oh, interesting. Mary, thank you so much for sharing that. And Rachel, you know, there are some opportunities with free online classes, whether it's what Mary's doing or just other free content that's available over the internet for people if they want to learn something new or try something different.
Yeah, I love that. I think it can be really, it's just really validating to learn something new. I think right now we're all just so desperate for novelty and kind of getting anything new into our brains. So I think getting really into a podcast where you learn something, you know, 99% Invisible is one of my favorites for just like learning random things that I didn't know from really interesting, smart people. So picking something like that or just typing something into YouTube and seeing what comes up, watch a bunch of videos on microgreens or corgis or whatever the case may be. Just it feels good to learn and it helps pass the time, but also in a way that makes you feel energized versus sluggish.
And then you get something new out of it that kind of relates to one of the other points that you have, which is really rooted in the pandemic. And that's that you're saying ahead of winter, you should really just kind of do some basic health stuff. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you recommend we do there?
Well, I think one of the first things to do is get a flu shot if you haven't yet. I think a lot of experts have been really pushing for that. So, you know, flu season goes on for a while, prioritize that. But also if you can do some kind of exercise routine, whether that's dancing in your living room or going for walks outside every day, whatever the case may be, make that a habit now so that come December and January, it's already coming kind of a second nature. I think trying to get enough sleep is always a good idea. Trying to feed yourself things that feel, you know, if not healthy, at least sort of nourishing that make you feel better versus worse. Just really small things like making sure you're brushing your teeth, showering regularly, washing your hair, putting on clean clothes. Like these little things are often the first to go. And they're often the things that have such an impact on how we feel. So kind of just take stock of your physical body and your space and say, okay, what are like three small things I can do to feel a little bit healthier throughout the winter?
You also want us to pay attention to finding a recurring problem in our lives, maybe something small that drives us crazy, and really, again, focus on the small. What are some examples of the things you think we might be able to solve?
Well, I think you can look at what you're doing more of now and what gives you grief every time you use it. So I'm cooking a lot of beans. My can opener, like we had to get rid of a can opener because it wasn't very good. And it's like, this is something I deal with, if not every day, then several times a week. We need a good can opener right now. So it's looking for those little things that you wouldn't necessarily think about at first, but you're like, you know what, I'm freezing in this home. My feet are always cold. I need to get really good slippers or a really warm pair of socks, like things you wouldn't necessarily think about top of mind, but that you're interacting with every single day. Maybe it's you're getting you're not sleeping very well because you have a terrible pillow that you need to replace. That's something we need to get new pillows in my apartment. But just thinking about those things, you're like, what do I complain about the most? Can I solve that? Okay, I'm going to do that. And if you can't do anything else, I think just trying to find that one thing and tending to that is just, it's just such a sigh of relief, and it really will make a difference in how you feel.
I think we can welcome one more person to this conversation. Dwayne from Weston, what do you want to say today?
Oh, hi. How are you doing? It's funny you mentioned beans. I just opened up a can of black beans, kidney beans, and chili beans. I'm making taco soup. But anyway, I was a ski instructor for like 3 years, and on the days I would go out and cover lessons or have to get off my other job and walk up to my car and it was cold, I felt great. You know, you're going to be outside, and you know, it's getting motivated, and you know, we all went for walks on a winter day and you thought, I don't want to go. But when you got out there and did it, you came back from the walk, you felt invigorated and you felt like, you know, $1 million. And I think it's just that mindset of, you know, motivating.
Definitely. Dwayne, I'm going to jump in here because I want to give our guest, Rachel, an opportunity to talk about mindset as we wrap up this conversation. It's about your frame of mind.
Absolutely. And I think it's okay to say right now, I'm scared about winter, I'm worried about winter, to not pretend that you're not, to not put off dealing with this stuff because of the dread. I think we're all scared right now. There's a lot of dread to go around. And I think that's totally reasonable and okay. So I think first giving yourself permission to feel bad now and to feel bad come winter, like it's going to happen. We're all going to have bad days, but also, you know, take a little bit of control, appreciate the good days and the good moments when you have them, and then find little things to do and trust that that's enough, that we'll get through this. Those little things will help a lot, and it won't always be like this. It'll get better.
Rachel, thank you so much for walking us through this today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Rachel Wilkerson-Miller is a deputy editor at Vice and the author of The Art of Showing Up, How to Be There for Yourself and Your People. She joined us to talk about her piece, If You're Already Dreading Winter, Here Are Some Small Ways to Prepare Now. And we've got a link to that piece up online. You can visit our website, wpr.org/centraltime.